Did they represent a new form of protest? Well, in some ways, they kind of represented the end of a particular kind of style of protest. I mean, in the swing riots, beyond their adoption of kind of machine breaking, which in some senses was something, if not entirely kind of novel in the countryside, was something of, you know, of kind of the recent decades. But I mean, a lot of the other kind of techniques, the gathering of large numbers of men together to ask for kind of higher wages or more generous forms of poor relief, you know, didn't look that kind of dissimilar to kind of forms of kind of protest that had been going on really since kind of the middle decades of the 18th century, and even, you know, arguably kind of had kind of antecedents in you know, in some of the large scale kind of rural kind of medieval kind of protests, like, you know, Jack Cade's kind of revolt, or even the peasants' revolt of the 1380s. It's novel though in the sense that it has this extraordinary kind of scale and extraordinary kind of power. Well, there's not many kind of parts of kind of southern and eastern England that weren't kind of impacted or affected in some way. As I say, kind of the single kind of largest episode of rural machine breaking that there's ever been in England. So in some senses, it's, you know, it's the end of a particular kind of way of protest. There's nothing kind of like swing again kind of ever after. But in some ways, you perhaps could have argued it is somewhat different and novel. Say the scale of the machine breaking, yes, but the strong kind of political kind of edge to some of the protests is, you know, is perhaps kind of novel in the way in which it's kind of implemented and adopted. The fact that there's kind of a clear kind of national kind of presence, kind of national and international political kind of presence in some of the protests around swing. So yes and no.